V-minus 80. Manula Residence, Zanzibar, Tanzania.
Dad!
Hassan Manula's six-year-old son yelled from the hallway. Hassan had heard the doorbell and thought nothing of it, but the tone of this call sent a shiver down his spine. His son didn't sound frightened as such, but he definitely didn't sound like he was looking at someone he knew. The day so far had been the strangest and least comfortable of Hassan's life, beginning with his accidental discovery of an enormous and apparently alien object, and continuing for far too long with a series of tense conversations with all kinds of law enforcement officers and ELF officials. The latter had told him he'd done all that was needed of him and could return home safe in the knowledge that he would be well looked after for having taken the discovery to the police rather than attempt to make himself famous in the media. Fame was the last thing in the world Hassan Manula desired, and the second last was any more attention from the agents. His son's tone planted a seed of fear in his mind that those very agents were here, and upon reaching the hallway, his eyes confirmed as much. "Mr. Manula," said an unfamiliar man in an ELF blazer. He looked and sounded local and was flanked by two colleagues, both of whom were Chinese and both of whom had been present at the Sunrise Palace Resort during Hassan's initial questioning. They had been cordial enough with Hassan on that occasion, but their presence at his family home was as welcome as an earthquake. "What do you want from me?" he asked, his voice and legs shaking. "I told you everything. You said this was over. What do you need?" The local official smiled, not perturbed by words which were clearly coming from a place of concern rather than recalcitrance. "I don't need anything," he said gently. "But you will have to come with us for a while, because Ding Ziyang would very much like to see you."